Hello.
Hello, my name is Marcela, and I am calling from Opinion Research. And today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. So let me ask you, are you registered to vote in Wisconsin?
Yes, I am.
And would you be interested in answering a couple questions? It's gonna be quick.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, thank you. Okay, and what is the year that you were born in?
2000.
2000, thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origins?
I am not.
Okay, thank you. And what is your race?
I am Asian.
Asian, thank you. And what level of schooling are you currently enrolled in?
Just high school
I
diploma.
can read. Oh, okay, thank you. And okay, the questions are, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate it from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you have no power at all, 5 means some power, and 10 means a lot of power.
I would say like a six.
Okay, that's okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
As of right now, I would say somewhere between like just right in the middle. I would say right in the middle.
So that would be leaning towards satisfied or dissatisfied?
Yeah, I would say
Somewhat.
satisfied. Satisfied.
Okay. Thank you. And now please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, 5 means neutral, and 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable. So first we have the Democratic Party in general.
What were the ratings again?
From 0 to 10, 0 means that you are unfavorable, and 10 is that you are very favorable.
Democratic Party, I'd say like a solid 7.5, like 7 or 8.
Okay, thank you. What about the Republican Party?
Like a 1.
Okay, next we have Donald Trump.
0.
0, okay. Next we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Like a 3 on a good day.
Okay, next we have Kamala Harris.
Like a 7. She hasn't really said anything so far, so.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Next we have the Senator Tammy Baldwin.
I put like a 7 or something I like.
Okay, next is JD Vance.
No, that guy's just. No, right into Trump, yeah.
Okay, and next we have Joe Biden.
Like a 5.
Okay, thank you. And now I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? The options are Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent or third party.
I would definitely vote Democrat.
Okay, Kamala Harrison.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And now I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The options are the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate.
Democrat.
Okay. And now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither of them is perfect? So I'm going to read you two statements and you let me know which one you think is the best one for you. So statement A says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. And statement B says, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life the most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
Definitely the first one.
And would you say much more or somewhat more?
for not just me as well, but like everybody else. So
yeah, okay, thank you. And now I'm gonna read you three more statements, and you let me know which one comes closer to your opinion. The first one says, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. The second one says, our government and political system doesn't work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. And the third one says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
What was that first one? What was the first one?
It says, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
As of right now, I'm probably leaning towards that first one, just because of how everything's going.
That's okay. Thank you. And now, in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? So it's three options, and you'll let me know if you feel positive or negative about each of them. The first one is the future of the planet.
I think it's heading in the right direction.
Okay.
Positive.
Okay. The next one is the future of the country.
Negative. It could be worked on.
Okay. And the last one for the list is your own future.
So my own future?
Yes.
I honestly. I would say, is it like a median? Can I go right in the middle or no?
No, it's only positive or negative.
Okay, I'll go negative.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And now, do you expect it to be easier or harder for you to vote in the upcoming 24 November general elections, or will it be about the same?
I think it'll be easier, but I don't know about, depending on the result of this election. Next election might be a little, but.
So would you say somewhat easier or much easier?
I would say much easier. I think the answer is pretty clear.
That's great. Thank you. And now, thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming election, or you can choose none of the above. So the options are, it is too difficult for me to vote. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. I don't have time to vote. I don't like any of the candidates. I don't know enough about the candidates because voting doesn't change the things that matter to me, or because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter.
I'm going to select none of the above. It's public knowledge.
Oh. Yeah, thank you. And you said none of the above, but still, who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? You can choose none of the above, but the options are the MAGA Republicans, Democrats, all politicians, or racist politicians. Okay.
Republicans.
Okay, thank you. Next, I have a list of potential threats to democracy in America. So after each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not concerned at all, 5 means that you are neither concerned nor unconcerned, and 10 means that you feel very concerned. So the first one says, giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
Highly concerned.
Would it be a 10?
Yep.
Okay, the next one says, allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
10.
10, thank you. Next we have, having armed vigilantes or guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
Also a 10.
Thank you. Next we have, sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
Sending them to jail for minor errors?
That's a weird one. Next, we have preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
Wait, what was that?
It says, preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those... That's a 10, okay. And now there's only 4 left for the list. It says, creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday life.
That's a 10. Yeah, 10, yep.
Okay. Next, we have arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
Also a 10.
Okay. Next, we have increasing political violence in response to American elections.
Increasing political violence?
Yes.
What does that mean? Like fighting each other in the voting line, or...
Yeah, like in response to the elections.
Oh, hell yeah, that's a 10.
Okay. And the last one for the list is restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
Also a 10.
Okay. Thank you. Now we're 63% complete. So the next question is, how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today?
In Milwaukee, let's see, I'd say about 50%, like they know about
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah, so you could say it's somewhat of a problem or a small problem?
Somewhat of a problem.
Okay, thank you. And have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
Hell yeah.
Personally or someone you know?
Both.
Okay, thank you. And now I have 4 statements that people say about why you should vote for Democrats this November. So on a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how much each statement motivates you to vote for Democrats, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, and 10 means that you feel extremely motivated. So it's 4, and they're kind of short. So the first one says, politicians won't listen to us if we stay home and don't vote. That's why we need to show up to vote for Democrats who will protect our freedom and respect the will of the people.
That's a 10.
Thank you. Next one says, we must carry on the legacy of our ancestors in the civil rights movement and turning out in November because our votes have the power to change history. It's the only thing that ever has.
Yep, another 10.
10, thank you. Next, we have, we need to vote for Democrats in November to ensure that our elections are free and fair and accessible so that our democracy works for everyone and every citizen can make their voice heard.
Mm-hmm. Another 10.
10, and the last one for the list is, we need to turn out to vote in November for the Democratic leaders who will side with working families over wealthy corporations.
Mm-hmm. Another 10.
10. Okay, thank you. And now here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. So you can choose 1 or 2 of the following that you believe are the most effective ways to make changes on the issues that you care about the most. So I'm going to read you the list and you let me know which ones you think are the most important. So we have engaging in civil disobedience, donating to political campaigns or organizations, volunteering for a local organization in my community, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, voting in federal elections such as for president or the U.S. Congress, boycotting a company, talking to friends and family about politics, attending city council meetings, voting in state or local elections such as for governor or mayor, or posting on social media.
Definitely, what was that, government meetings?
Yes. Okay. Like the sit-ins or occupying buildings?
Shoot. It was one of them towards the end. It was the council meetings, I think.
Yeah, probably the voting in state or local elections.
Yeah, that one. Okay. And then the other one with what was it, family and friends?
Yeah, talking to friends and family about politics.
Yep, that one is huge.
Okay. Thank you. And now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, again, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? So, from 0 to 10?
I'd say, like, 6 or 7. We'll go 7.
7? Okay, that's great. And one last time, the November 2024 elections for president were held today. For whom would you vote? The options are still Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent or third party.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And in politics today, you consider yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Definitely Democrat.
Okay. And would you consider yourself a strong Democrat or a not-so-strong one?
Strong one.
Okay. And now we're 90% complete, so thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Can you say that again? Sorry.
Okay, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Liberal? A very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
Nope.
No, thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent it, live it with a family member or friends or something else?
Own.
Own? Okay, thank you. And were you born in the United States or in another country?
Born here, the U.S.
Okay, and were your parents born in the United States?
Nope.
Nope. Okay,
nope.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you. And now, which of the following best describes your current employment status? We have full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off. Full-time? Okay, thank you.
Yes,
and last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? So the list is less than 24,000. Next we have 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 59, 55 to 60, 45. Okay. Thank you. And then this concludes the survey for today. And thank you so much for participating. And I hope you have a great day.
Of course. Thank you. You as well.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.